Good afternoon, Hudson Valley. This is Baynard Bailey. Welcome to Talk Tech.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chad Foost.
And we are here with a very exciting show today. It's been a very exciting week of technology. We have in the studio here with us Susan Smith from the Career Development Office. And we have on hold Joseph Ugaritz, the director of, I want to get it right. I should double check and look. Instead of just speaking off the cuff here, he's the director of technology and learning at Macaulay Honors College and part of the CUNY system, and we're hoping to have a stimulating conversation about e-portfolios, technology. There's been some huge news in the technology business we're all dying to get to, but I don't want to make our guests wait any longer. Maybe that will segue after when they're wrapping up with our with Joe to onto the iPad, of course. If you want to join us, we have some exciting new ways you can connect with us today. I've been working a little bit on the blog, so if you go to TalkTech, which is at blogs.vassar.edu/talktech, you will see that I've posted all the links for today's show that I've planned on using. I'll try to add more as the show develops, but I can't guarantee I can multitask with the best of them, but I am not Data from Star Trek, so I cannot always keep up to date. But if you click on TalkTech Chat, there should be a window there where you can leave messages or have conversation. If you don't want to call us or Twitter us,
we are on Twitter as Vassar Talk Tech. So you can go ahead and send us a message, a direct message, or put at Vassar Talk Tech in your message, in your tweet, and we will respond to any questions or comments we get.
And remember, as always, these are not the opinions of Vassar College, its trustees, or WVKR FM Poughkeepsie.
John's good, because I was absolutely going to forget. This is 91.3 WFM, WVKR FM Poughkeepsie, Hudson Valley's independent radio. We're also streamed live. If you somehow are in your car and get to your computer and you don't have a radio there, you can go to WVKR.org and catch the stream there. There's also a link to it from blogs.vassar.edu/talktech. So without any delay, John, if you could help me get Joe Ugaritz on the line, Joseph Ugaritz. It's actually Dr. Joseph Ugaritz. I heard him at WordPress or WordCamp last fall. He's been doing some fantastic things with WordPress in the CUNY community and at Macaulay College and ePortfolios, and we're eager to hear what he has to say. Dr. Ugaritz, are you there?
I'm here.
Look at that. It's John McCartan, class of 11, makes it all happen. we're sort of, Chad and I are very digital and high tech, but when it comes to analog devices and switchboards and things, we need John. So is it snowing down there in New York? Are you in New York, I assume?
I am. I'm here in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and the snow has stopped.
We're still getting some powder. Most schools have been canceled in the area, so, but that not no snow nor sleet nor rain will stop Talk Tech today.
That's right.
Excellent.
Maybe you could do a better job of introducing yourself and describing the kind of work that you do for Macaulay College.
Sure, I'd be glad to. I kind of took an unusual path to this position. I spent 20 years as a professor of English in the CUNY system, and gradually began incorporating more technology into my own teaching through some grant-funded programs at the college where I was then and a national program about the scholarship of teaching and learning called the Visible Knowledge Project based out of Georgetown. So that kind of evolved for me into an interest in setting policy and helping to mentor faculty and helping to work with students to kind of take advantage of some of the new tools that are available. So when this position opened at Macaulay Honors College a couple of years ago, I was really pleased to be able to take it, to apply for it, and to get it. What I do here is kind of all phases of directing the technology and learning program. I take care of the e-portfolios. I supervise our instructional technology fellows, and even do things like working on the telephones and the networking in the building. My real interest is in kind of improving pedagogy and the scholarship of teaching and learning through the use of new media and new technologies.
Excellent. Well, we wear many hats, don't we, depending on how spread we're thin. I like the part where you talked about fixing the phones.
Yeah, you should see me crawling under the desk with the pliers.
I used to be a teacher, and it seemed about just about every day I'd be crawling under a desk somewhere connecting something. And then I came to Vassar, and I was like, oh, well, my days of desk crawling are done. And lo and behold, I was still desk crawling. And I've done a little bit less of it lately, but it is interesting how you do what's needed to be done.
Vassar, yeah, yeah.
Baynard, were you that one teacher who would come in to get the VCR and the TV running when the teachers tried to play the video in the class?
Thank God, no.
Okay.
I would help people, but I think because our school was sort of it was long and wide, and I was on one end, so I tended the people that were in my hallway certainly used me as a technology resource, but I wasn't that guy, unfortunately. Fortunately, but anyway, how long have you been? Now, let's talk a little bit about WordPress, maybe for newbie listeners out there. WordPress, I've heard it described as a personal publishing platform. It's a blog engine. It's an open source product where people can